This is the P&P in the Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you can pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in a Snap. Today is about the tailoring process. Remember that tailoring is a deliberate adaptation of project management approach, governance, and processes to make them more suitable for the given environment and the work at hand. So again, in other words, use your project management knowledge and experience to make the project better. Tailoring typically begins by selecting a development and delivery approach, tailoring it for the organization, and then tailoring for the project, and then implementing its ongoing improvement. There are steps in this process that we will discuss. The first step is to determine the development approach that will be used for the project. Whether it's predictive, hybrid, or adaptive approach, project teams apply their knowledge of the product, delivery cadence, and awareness of the available options to select the most appropriate approach for the situation. The teams usually use the suitability filter tool to help them decide. A suitability filter is an informational tool that combines its assessment with other data and decision-making activities, so the tailored approach is appropriate for each project. By evaluating criteria based on culture, project team, and project factors, a suitability filter generates a diagnostic visual that can be helpful in discussing and deciding on the initial approach. The next step is to tailor the project for the organization. While project teams may own and improve their processes, organizations often require some level of approval and oversight. The organization may have a project methodology, general management approach, or general development approach that is used as a starting point for their projects. This helps the organization support things as repeatable processes, consistent measurements of the organization's project capabilities, and continuous improvement of those capabilities. Tailoring for those organizations involves adding, removing, reconfiguring elements of the approach to make it more suitable for the individual organization. Next up is tailoring for the project. Products, deliverables, project teams, and culture can influence the project. Hence, you will need to take these into account when looking at your project. The project team should ask questions about each attribute to help them guide in the tailoring process. Answers to these questions can help identify the need to tailor processes, delivery approaches, life cycles, tools, methods, and artifacts. Next is implementing ongoing improvements. This process of tailoring is not a single, one-time exercise. During progressive elaboration, issues with how the project team is working, how the product or delivery is evolving, and other learnings will indicate whether further tailoring could bring improvements. Review projects, phase gates, and retrospectives all provide opportunities to inspect and adapt the process, development approach, and delivery frequency as necessary. Keeping the project team engaged with improving its process can foster pride of ownership and demonstrate a commitment to implementing ongoing improvements in quality. Engaging the project team to find and implement improvements also demonstrates trust in their skills and suggestions along with empowerment. Also, how organizations tailor can be tailored in itself. They use elements of selecting an initial approach, tailoring for the organization, tailoring for the project, and implementing ongoing improvements to make the project process better. That is your P&P in a Snap. We'll talk again next week.